I appreciate so much Chuck Terry for sharing those words, that report. I love in the elders meeting when we try to discern which Chuck is being talked about. My favorite descriptor comes back to Chuck the Elder and Chuck the Younger. You know, doesn't that sound very royal and castle-esque? You know, here we are in the castle of courage this morning. I love that, but it's been a blessing to hear those reports and the things that have been happening there, and just grateful. I'm grateful for you today that are here, several guests with us. You are honored guest, and we are thankful for you coming our way and hope that today will be a blessing for you as we have worshiped. I know I have been encouraged. Sage, I don't know of anybody that has ever done a first-time job as well as you have. Matter of fact, I don't know many folks that have done a 50th-time job as well as he did. What a great thought, and what an encouraging way to say, hey, how hard is it to step out of something that you, or step into something that you've never done before? You know, it's pretty difficult, isn't it? To move from a place that goes, wait, I don't know if I could do that. I've never done that before. But yet, as we will talk about today, there's a thing that is given to us, and it's called courage. It says that even though you've never stepped in that direction before, it's okay to walk there. It's okay. God is with us in the middle of whatever it is that we are facing or going through. I think about just the blessing of us being together. I want to, you know, kind of say to the Hales, the family that kind of heads up our VBS, what a great job. I love the stained glass windows in the back. I know you guys will notice our new chandeliers. As talented as Sage is, his bride, Kelly, is equally gifted in a lot of the new lighting that we have at the building that I personally just love. And it's been an exciting week. It's going to be a more exciting week as we begin our kids coming in for VBS this week. And I wanted to tie into that briefly this morning. And I said briefly on purpose, okay? And I want y'all to hold me to it, okay? So I promise. I want us to think about what it means to be strong and courageous. Our theme for the week is called The Castle of Courage. And this phrase, be strong and courageous, comes for us out of the book of Joshua. If you want to turn there, I want us to just think briefly together about kind of what's happening in the book of Joshua. If we back up in the history of God's people as we are shared through the first five books of the Old Testament, we're introduced to God's people. We see the creation. We see God's promise to Abraham. Well, first we see God's promise to humanity after the fall that says, I'm not going to leave you in the state of sin. I'm going to send a Savior. And then he says to Abraham, it's going to be through your people that the world are blessed. And then we see the people falling away and led into Exodus. Then Moses is going to free them through God's power from slavery. And as they are leaving and wandering or headed towards the promised land that he said, I'm going to give it to you, Abraham. Your children will inherit this great blessing of this land. They begin to complain and gripe. And their focus begins to be on what they don't have rather than where they're going and what they do have. Note number one, church, it's so easy for us to focus on the things around us that we forget the great importance of the destination that lies before us. And so I want us to think first as we look, there's God's people, and they are wandering in the wilderness for some 40 years. Their complaining was a problem. Their doubt was a problem. They came before, they sent the 12 spies out into the promised land, and 10 of them, they brought back a bad report, and two of them brought back a good report, and the 10 that saw bad influenced so greatly the rest that they would be delayed in their entrance into the promised land. Thought number two, Don't allow yourself to be influenced simply because the majority thinks a certain way. Man, has that ever been more important than our current culture and our world today? You know, as I think about that phrase, be strong and courageous, I think about, and I want to be careful because I know this is such a trigger in so many different ways, but I think about the courage that was demonstrated through the Supreme Court's ruling. And I say courage because as they knew the response that was coming, even to the point of having to position people in front of their houses for security, they still voted what they believed to be the right thing to do as it related to our Constitution. Even though it was going to bring about such a reaction, their response was a courageous one. So I'm thankful for their courage, but I'm also thankful for anything that would seek to minimize or discourage murder, be it in a classroom or in a mother's womb. But you know, as you think about all of the things that have come around and are there, we realize that there is a lot for us in this to be saddened by, because this is a situation for so many where hopelessness is more available and prevalent to somebody than helpfulness. And the despair, or they don't see the opportunity to find help. It's a situation that I think for many people Satan uses to hurt people with the responses of good people who don't act with the compassion of Christ. And so, churches, as we are Christ people in this world, let's be people that are drawing folks nearer to Christ. Let's, as Christians in this current culture in which we see, let's step up to the ways in which we can love and support and embrace those who are in despair, perhaps over an unplanned pregnancy. May we be the people who are known for fostering children, for adopting children, for assisting moms who are in need, or single moms, or young parents who aren't sure how they're going to make it. Because we have a Savior who, if we were doing it all on our own, there was no way spiritually we would have been able to make it and survive. We were victims of our own decisions sometimes, and I realize that every pregnancy is not a person's own decision, but we were the consequences of sin, and we dealt with those things in our lives. And so my prayer for us is, in the midst of all that our world is kind of going around with right now, that we be people that share God's love and that step up to the challenge and the needs of the things in our world today. And the people that need to see Jesus will see it in us, in the Spring Meadows Church, that will reach out in love and be what we need to be. I just want to pray for as we begin and kind of just continue on just a brief moment. Father God, I pray and I ask you to cover your hand over broken hearts. Father, I pray that for people whose faith has been deconstructed through hurt and hate, God, I pray that you will help us be the light of your Son, Jesus. Father, I pray for families that are struggling through decisions. God, I pray that you help them to find people that will lead them to the abundant life that is found in Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will bless our nation, that you will help healing to happen. Father, that you will help us to be what you want us to be. Father, help us always to seek your face. Help us to honor you with every decision that we make. And Father, may we be a people that will shine your light in this world. Help us, Lord, we pray this day, to be strong and courageous, to not be afraid. And it's through Jesus I pray. Amen. Joshua is about to overtake the leadership. Moses, his mentor, has died. And now Joshua is to step up. It is a position that is very challenging because you're the leader of a 2 million people assembly. You are in charge of leading the flock into the promised land. Have you ever been there? Have you ever stepped into a role that you had never done before, in a place that you'd never done it before, behind a great leader who was fantastic in every way, or at least in most? I can relate. I love Dale Jenkins, and I'm so thankful for the great work that Dale has done in this place through the years. And to think about stepping in and going, hey, this is going to involve a lot more than just wearing some cool socks, you know? And for those of you that may be our guest, our former preacher, man, he is a sock master. He is an artist with socks. But to step into those roles is a challenge. And here's the thing I want us to kind of key in on briefly today. It's this. As you look in the first chapter, in Joshua's first chapter as a leader, chapter 1, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, then, you and all of these people get ready to cross the River Jordan into the land that I'm about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place that your foot sets promise, as I promised to Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert of the Lebanon to the great river of the Euphrates, all of the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. I want you to hear those words. Whatever you find yourself in the middle of, hear the words of the Almighty God as He spoke to Joshua, as His word continues to speak to us, the Great Commission, Jesus saying, and lo, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. Hebrews chapter 13, 5 and 6, never, no, never, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. The reminder for us today is we can have courage in our lives because we are not in the minority of life. We are not alone as we often feel. We need to be reminded to have courage because God has promised He is not leaving us. That His love for us is great and His love for us is tremendous. And He has promised to be with us. Joshua, I know you've never done this job, but you're not alone. Joshua, I know that there are 2 million people that have been griping and complaining, and they wouldn't listen to you a while back. I know you're wondering if it's going to happen for you, if this is going to be a good thing or not. But I promise you this, I'm not leaving you. And sometimes I think in life, whether we have done great things or we have done terrible mistakes, or whether we have problems or we have great successes, I think that in the middle of whatever it is that we're going through, we need to be reminded that God's not going anywhere. He's with us. He loves us. He cares for us in our best days, in our goodness. He cares for us even when we've made terrible mistakes. He cares for us when we don't even know which direction to turn or what to do next. The Lord is with us, and He loves us. Courage can also be brought into our lives as you see the next thing. Verse 7, He says it again, be strong and very courageous. Be careful. Be careful to obey all of the law that my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from the right or to the left, but that you may be successful wherever you go. Don't let the book of law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be careful to do everything written in it. And then you will be prosperous and successful. Hey, the second thing I want you to think, God is with us, but secondly, God is guiding us. He doesn't leave us to figure out the direction of our lives just on a whim, or to follow like the wind sail on the house or the barn that just kind of blows whichever way that the world is kind of saying go. He doesn't do that. God has given us His Word, and He's wanting to guide us in His will. I can be wrong about things, but God never is. Your friend might give you wrong advice, but God never will. And so when He says to Joshua, hey, you know what I've said. You've heard the words of Moses. Listen to it. Follow it. Don't go off to the right. Don't go off to the left. You stay true to the words of God Almighty. He says, if you're worried about it on a daily basis, He says, don't think about it. Don't worry about it. Let God's Word ruminate in your heart. Go through, hey, I've got a friend, and I was like, man, what do we need to study together? Hey, listen, take a proverb a day. Look at the day of the month and go, oh, it's the 26th. I'm reading the 26th proverb today. I'm going to read the 26th proverb, and I'm going to say, God, guide me, teach me today something that I can help walk in Your way in a better way. You can be courageous when you know you're with God and you're walking in the will of God. Joshua, as we will find, will be a great leader for God's people. Moses has mentored Joshua through the process. God blesses them with the promise that He would deliver and that He would come and they would conquer the land. And for the most part, the people did as God commanded, but there were occasions where they didn't. And those occasions would come back later to be tremendous problems. There would be false gods that were held on to, or there would be the moment with Achan where he would take a little bit for himself and bury it under the tent of his family, and things would happen that would be consequences from those bad decisions. But God was still with them, and God was still desiring the best for them. And the reason, young people, we can be strong and courageous today, because God's with us. God's guiding us. And if we'll listen to Him, we will be blessed. And it won't be an earthly castle that we'll end up in one day. It will be a mansion that He has prepared for us. And my challenge to us is, maybe you are looking at your life and you're thinking, what is it that I need to be courageous in? What is it that I need to accept the challenge of stepping up in? Maybe doing something that I've never done before in service to the Lord. Maybe it's reaching out to someone that is in need. Maybe it is looking at and saying, man, perhaps my family could adopt or foster or could do something that could serve as a tremendous help for people who are in despair in whatever way they might find themselves in. The Lord has left us here in this moment, in this time, to draw people to Him through our love and through our example and through our life. And I pray with all that is within me that we will be His people for this time. If there's any way that we can encourage you to follow the Lord today, to encourage you, to give you courage, we want to do that. And we're going to sing a song. And if there's any way we can pray for you or help you to become a follower of Jesus, just like Sweet Isla this past week, we want to do that as together we stand and as we sing.